genocide survivors joined with U.S. and Rwandan officials, academics, human rights activists, and performers to reflect on the Rwandan genocide 20 years ago.
We are constantly reminded.
These young performers were a painful reminder for genocide survivor Jacqueline Murekatete, who still has flashbacks. She was only 9 years old in 1994.
I still see women and children in my mind, being vividly remember them being dragged to their death. I still hear the voices of children who I had listen to, whose arms had been cut off, whose legs had been cut off, and they would be crying for their mothers and fathers who had already been killed.
She lost her parents, her 6 siblings, and part of her extended family. She says it's important to become actively involved in her country's healing, since there still are many challenges.
A lot of women, as you know, are raped and intentionally infected with HIV/AIDS. They are children who are born of those rapes and who are now coming to terms with their identity because they are learning the circumstances of their birth.
Edward Kaihura, another genocide survivor, says there's one thing that haunts him.
I lost parents, I lost brothers, I lost cousins, I lost everyone in my family. It's not me alone. Why did I survive? Why did I survive alone? Maybe to tell this story.
Rwandan diplomat Yvette Rugasaguhunga says unity is important in moving on.
The unity has to go beyond the borders of Rwanda, and that's why we actually invite the world to commemorate with us, to reflect on the lessons and make sure that never again is actually a reality in the world.
Gaetan Gatete, the head of the Rwandan American community in the United States, says he thought the world had learned its lesson.
But unfortunately, after 20 years, we're seeing it happening all over the world again. It's happening in Africa, in Central Africa. It's happening in South Sudan.
Still, his message is one of hope.
We just don't want to stay in 1994. There's more to what happened to Rwanda. There's a rebuilding of the country. There's a rebuilding of the people.
Rwanda's ambassador to the United States, Mathilde Mukantabana, says that while commemorating the genocide means reliving very difficult moments, it's still important to find answers to why there was such hatred in her country. She says she and others owe it to the victims, survivors, and future generations to keep searching for answers. In Washington, Mariama Diallo, VOA News.